Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card?
With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night.
Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime.
So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve.
Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
The world is full of magic and wonder, if you know where to look. And I'm obsessed with looking for it. I'm Simon Sinek, and I host a podcast called A Bit of Optimism. Each week, I have a short conversation with someone who inspires me or teaches me something about life, leadership, and other curious things. I hope you'll join me on the journey. Listen to A Bit of Optimism on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Scrubbing In with Becca Tilley and Tanya Rad, an iHeartRadio and People's Choice Award-winning podcast.
Wow, it feels like we were just here.
Because we were.
But we weren't.
We weren't here, but we were just here.
Podcasting. But Mark wasn't there.
That's true.
I was not, but I heard it and I enjoyed it.
You did?
Yeah,
did
of course.
You?
Of course.
We felt like we didn't have a lot to
No, talk okay, that's
about.
Not fair. We had a lot to talk about. We thought we were only supposed to talk about Wango Tango.
Which is a weird thing to assume, in my opinion.
Well, we're doing it from Wango Tango. We've
right,
never
but
done that.
But it was a Wango Tango special, and we knew we had today.
It's not an infomercial.
Well, no one told us really. We were sans information, so well, we just...
Well, there was a hope that maybe the Jonas Brothers were going to show up, so there was this like...
We are still sans Jonas.
Still very much sans Jonas.
But anyways, I remember we were looking at each other during the podcast, and we were like...
We were confused. I was like, do we
smiling.
Talk about our lives or not talk about our lives?
Did we say that for Monday's episode? Like, what do we do here?
Huh.
There's a lot of confusion. Sans Mark.
Tell us about Wango Tango and your evening in Carson.
Tanya?
You met a lot of fans. I saw that on the Facebook group.
Yeah, we met a lot. There's a lot of scrubbing in listeners there.
Yeah, lots of it's really fun because although everything that has happened since The Bachelor is from The Bachelor, but it's really fun that now people are like, oh my God, I love the podcast, and it's not so much Bachelor anymore. Mm-hmm. Even though they may have started there, they've since moved on.
That's right.
Yeah.
That is great, because not every Bachelor contestant gets that opportunity to be recognized for different things than
yeah,
The Bachelor. That's an accomplishment, I think.
Thank you very much.
It was really sweet, because we were like running, I would run from where I was stationed to the stage. I did it just like twice, and I went through like the whole like floor audience, and people were stopping me, and Calypso, who was like kind of wrangling me for the night, she kept being like, she's got to go. And I was like, but I really don't have to. I was like, you know what I mean? Like all my timing was the only thing I had to get to was like stage on time, but everything else was kind of like wobbly, you know what I mean? So I was like, I don't really need to. So I just like literally kept taking photos with people because I just like didn't want, you know
You're
what
the
mean?
Boss, I think, right?
Yeah. I was like, I'm just going to keep doing this until like, someone says,
did you feel like that's how Taylor Swift feels when she goes through a crowd?
Well, like no, people. I think Taylor Swift is like probably mobbed
but,
by like lots
you know,
of people. I
maybe have at some point Taylor Swift felt that way.
Maybe.
Yeah.
And you know what Taylor Swift would do?
Take photos with the
with
fans.
Every single person.
Ryan took a lot of photos too, I saw.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
He was in rare form, and it was like, no, I wouldn't say rare form, but he was really, really like down. Like, he was just like, he literally stopped by my broadcast like three different times. It was so awesome. I was like, I actually sent him a really sweet text after. And I was like, you know what? Like, that means a lot, because you don't, it's people in his position don't have to be so supportive. And you know what I mean? They don't have to be that way. Mm-hmm. And he is. And it really meant a lot to me. So.
Did he respond to your text?
Yeah, he did.
Oh, wow. Great.
Yeah.
I saw you and Bree. I saw that in the Facebook group, because Bree is a big, I see her on Twitter all the time. And I saw Becca, I saw you and Lauren. These are the pictures that I saw on the Facebook.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You saw the whole gang. Just mm-hmm. everyone showed up. We were in a suite. And so, like, I would, and people were walking up the stairs, like, right by it. And so they would stop and say hey and chat for a little bit. And then it was really nice.
We should have done a meetup for sure.
Yeah, but you were like, insane the whole time. You were working, like, the whole time.
But I feel like we could have done it. Like, the problem was, it needed to happen before the Jonas Brothers hit the stage, because then it was Jonas and Taylor, and then it was over. So I feel like we should have planned it, like.
But when did you actually finish? Like, what I'm saying is, like, we couldn't even plan, like, hey, we're going to do a meetup here, because your schedule was very busy, filled to the brim.
It's true. But you know what? I learned a lesson.
Tell me.
I can do these things. I just have to put them in my schedule. So I feel like if we would have planned it, I could have put it in there and been I need to leave for 15 minutes to do this.
Next time, we will schedule a meetup.
At one point, I was walking back to pack up all my podcast gear from the suite, and I heard, oh my God, is that Easton from the podcast? And I was like, oh, and I turned around, and it was Becca. And it felt very cool.
We were in like a blocked off part, though. That would have been kind of scary.
That's why I thought it was so special. I was like, this is a VIP.
Was it not special that it was me?
The most special.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, I had a great time. I was like sore the next day, because we went down for Zed, and you know, it was just a lot of jumping around because it's hard to dance. But
I'm with you. I was incapacitated yesterday. Is that the right word?
I think that's a great word.
Actually,
you just chose
well,
there.
Wait,
say it again.
Incapacitated.
You're adding an M there. That's not
incapacitated.
There. That's the one.
Okay.
Yeah, I couldn't figure out what was off about that.
I was the same.
But it's hard for Becca to talk. So what happened was Becca started telling that story, and Tanya started gesticulating wildly next to her until it was impossible for Becca to continue without saying,
"Yeah, like,
what is your deal?"
I couldn't finish my sentence because, like, I didn't know if Tanya was okay next to me.
Or suffering cardiac arrest.
I'm like, "Are you? Is that a good reaction? Bad? Are you agreeing with me?
I'm agreeing with you.
Okay, got it. Yeah, I was sore yesterday, and then so after." After the show, Tanya and I had decided that we would ride home together. And so we go get in her pickup truck.
Giant truck.
Giant pickup truck.
That's right.
She thinks she rules the road, you guys. Like, she thinks she's in a Fiat, and the way she whips in and out of traffic. You might be my scariest driver friend or friend driver, whatever. You're one of the worst drivers.
No, I'm not a good driver.
No, you're really not, though. Like, when she's trying to switch lanes, she looks over into the left lane to see if she can switch lane for like 5 minutes before she ever looks forward again. It feels like 5 minutes. And I'm like, there's brakes. We're in traffic. Wow.
So, because that is what you're supposed to do. So look over your shoulder, check the lane before you move into it. But she takes an extended look is what you're saying.
She looks for a long time and forgets that there's other people in other lanes.
I think I'm an excellent driver.
Everyone thinks they're an excellent driver.
That's kind of true. Like, well, how many tickets have you gotten in your 15 years of driving age?
I think one.
Okay. How many accidents have you been a part of?
One.
Your fault or not? One. Okay. I mean, I think that's probably pretty average.
It's shocking, but like I'm proud of you for having that type of record after being in the car with you. But anyway, she thinks because she's in this truck that like everyone's going to move for her.
I do feel unstoppable in it.
So we get in the parking lot and there's so much traffic getting out and we're both hungry. Like she could barely speak. She was so hungry. Like I've never seen her like this.
I didn't eat one bite of anything. After I got ready. So, like, I think the last food I ate was around, like, 1:30.
And what time is it now?
Midnight.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I'm not well.
And we had decided we were going to stop and get In-N-Out.
Which is a tradition, I believe.
Not for me.
Okay. Never mind.
We've done it before. After a show, we've gotten In-N-Out.
Yeah.
It happened a few times.
Yeah.
So, we're in the parking lot, and Tanya's like, just watch. People respect the hog. We call it the hog. She's like, people respect the hog. So she literally like cuts these people, like just puts herself in. Not that they were letting us. She just like inches herself out there. And she like waves to the guy and he's like, go ahead.
Yeah, I waved very nicely. I was like, thank you.
Yeah, we were both like, thank you. I was so embarrassed because it was on my side and I was like turning my head so I didn't have to make eye contact. So then on top with that story, the next day I get a DM.
Well, because you posted a video.
Oh, I posted a video of us like eating In-N-Out and I was like, Tanya's mood has changed completely after eating. And this girl responded and she was like, oh, is this why you cut off my husband in the parking lot at Wingo Tango? I was like, yes, actually.
And
I'm embarrassed. But yeah, Tanya, so we go to In-N-Out and then Haley was filming and she invited me to go to her set for her last night of filming. And I was like, okay, I'll go say hey. And after we ate.
What does that mean? She's doing concerts and they're filming the concerts?
No, sorry. She's filming it. She's an actress.
Oh.
She's mainly known. Well, she's known as both, but she's an actress.
Actress slash singer.
I love that.
Mm-hmm.
It's like she's doing a movie or something.
She's doing a, it's like a Facebook Watch show.
Oh.
It's a season two. They had a season one already, but they were like finishing wrapping. And so I got super tired after eating, but and this is at like one at this point.
Yeah, it's like 1:30 at this
and
point.
And I'm like, maybe I'll just not go to the set. And Tanya's like, I'll drive you over there. So Tanya drove me to the set.
That's what confused me.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
I thought the set, like she's performing a set.
Got it.
So you went to the set at 1:30 in the morning?
Yeah. Oh. And so I ended up, they were like doing all these cool like stunts and stuff. So I like stayed and watched and did not get home till 7 a.m.
Oh.
So yesterday, I barely drank at Wingo Tango, which, you know, an iHeart event for me to not drink a lot is truly an accomplishment. And I still felt like that almost like just hungover feeling.
Yeah. Well, I just didn't. The thing is, after we ate, I could visibly see Becca like get more tired. And for me, I like got re-energized because I just was so like.
What did you get in and out?
I got a double-double. Protein style, so mm-hmm. it's
wrapped in lettuce,
uh-huh, and French fry,
nice.
For number two.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and no nothing shake. To wash it down like an ice water.
Ice water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But so I saw her like visibly get like more tired, so I was like, "Let me drop you off at Haley's so that you're not." I didn't want her driving because I'd fully gotten the second wind. So by the time I dropped you off, I went back home.
You were active on like social media.
Oh yeah,
stuff.
I took a bath. Once I ate, I was like ready to go again. I didn't go to fall asleep till like 4 a.m. or something.
But you woke up at
9 a.m.
Yeah,
you should have just stayed with us on set, and
I should have
really just lived that set life.
I love the set life.
Do you?
Yeah.
Like during the filming stuff, it was cool, but I was so bored otherwise. I'm like, I could never be an actress. I don't have to worry about it, but
I enjoy the set life.
So where did you sleep? Sleep from 7 a.m. to
4
p.m.
Yeah. And then I got up. I went over to my sister's live in Marina Del Rey.
9 hours.
That's like
what
a normal.
I felt like I needed. I told you, I need 9 to 10 hours.
Okay. All right.
And so I went and had dinner and watched just like TV shows with my sisters on the couch. Really completed the laziness of my day.
Wow.
Yeah. It's about the extent of my day yesterday, too. But I woke up at 9 a.m.
And you did not watch Always Be My Maybe, which I was hoping you would watch.
No, because I wasn't in like a good mental state. Like I wasn't in a state to like actually pay attention to stuff. Like I just needed kind of like minutia in the background because I really wanted to just like nap.
What was your minutia?
Old Grey's Anatomy episode.
Which episode specifically?
The one Denny dies.
Ugh.
Is that not very bizarre that she watches that over and over again?
I think it's totally bizarre.
That he dies. Like
yes.
That. It's.
It was... And I was not in a good emotional state.
How much did you cry?
I was not okay yesterday. And to top it off, it made me think of Mr. D because that's the only thing that he saw in Grace. So I like sent him a photo and I was like, is he just, or I was like, Denny just died.
All right, we got to get back to
him,
that.
Giving him
updates.
Get back.
But I've watched Field of Dreams 100 times and I cry every time. So maybe there is something.
Yeah, I guess it's different because it's a full story.
Yeah.
This is just an episode.
It's a random episode of a show from 15
years
ago.
Yeah, yeah.
That is kind of weird.
It's such a good episode, you guys. Like, it's when Meredith and Derek have their, like, little, affair.
And then
music is for them having, like, they're having sex. And then it, like, pans to Denny, who's, like, dying alone. And it's just, like, every like, emotion on the gamut is, like, I was feeling in that 5 minutes. And then I was, like, trying to nap. And it was just, like, a lot.
That would just be like me watching the like Derek dying episode over and over again, which would be so weird.
That one was so less emotional than Denny because the way they killed him.
Oh.
You have to agree, the way they killed him was messed up.
That was the most emotional
That was a good
TV.
Episode. That was a strong episode. The way he was thinking what they should
right.
be doing and knowing that he was dying, that was excellent.
It was agonizing, actually.
Rewatch. Okay, homework assignment.
Yeah, okay, we'll get on that right away.
Yeah, when I go home, I'm going to watch the Denny episode.
And then watch the Derek one and compare.
I didn't feel connected to Denny like you, though. That was like another just extra patient dying. Patient X.
Patient X.
All right, let's talk about Dr. D. Mr. Okay. D.
Yes. Also, I have another gift for you. So when should we give her
that? I think we save that for a little later.
Okay. Oh, yeah. This is going to be good.
So I learned on the Wango podcast, which by the way, so the way that worked is we had a nice little system going. So Easton was there with you, rolling on the podcasts. And then as soon as it was done, Easton would send it to me. And I would edit that bad boy because he's already moved on to the next podcast.
Wow.
Then I send it back to him and he uploads it.
Wow.
Y'all are a well-oiled machine.
It was pretty cool.
Yeah.
And my family was out. I was home all alone just editing podcasts and just making
living
it happen.
Life.
Living life.
Eating some popcorn.
But I learned from that Mr. D, so Becca had the idea that Mr. D might be dating someone else and that's why he's cooled off. Tanya decides to find out by going to the horse's mouth and directly texting him. And what did you say?
Okay, we need to preface this with, I was with Becca and she told me this and I was like, you know what? That actually makes sense if he's dating somebody else.
Well, I was just trying to think if, not that I even know this guy or anything or how he thinks, but I'm thinking if I'm dating and I'm not in a relationship, I'm just like dating casually from an app. And I really like someone. I go on a date and I'm really into them. And then maybe I go on a date the next night or something and I really like them too. That's going to be the right. reason why I cool down, I think.
Right.
Or I listen to a podcast where we go into great detail about me.
Which I don't think happened.
He heard you talking about him on the Seacrest
show. The morning
show,
yes. I do think he will start listening to the morning show. I think it's a 0% chance he's going to listen to the podcast.
It's not zero.
It's zero.
It might be low, but it's not zero.
Okay, it's 5% chance.
Fine.
Which I'm willing to gamble with.
But get out your phone. I need to hear exactly what you texted him.
Okay.
Because I think this is all bad.
Well, guess what?
Because you thought it would be like a scary, like...
Well, let's hear exactly... I want to hear exactly how she phrased it.
Okay. I will only share my text. I don't really want to share his response.
Totally respect that.
Okay.
Although I think you shared his texts on the other podcast.
Oh, I did?
I think so. Because he kept asking. He kept not understanding the question.
No, I think I shared his text.
Perhaps.
So I said, full disclosure, because that's kind of like our thing.
Cute.
Yeah. Are you dating other people?
Wow.
That's it. Are you dating other people?
Now, if I'm him, and my understanding is he doesn't understand the question.
Yes.
The reason, if I'm him, and here's why I don't understand the question. First of all, if I did listen, I would have heard that you made out with Mr. Tipler and think it's very weird that you're asking me if I'm dating someone else when you were just making out with another guy.
Okay, but he doesn't
it seems
doesn't
accusatory.
Listen. It wasn't.
The tone is accusatory.
Oh.
Don't you think? It's simply, are you seeing someone else? So that's one negative possibility. The other negative possibility is she asking me if we're exclusive? Because it's a little soon for that.
Here's the thing.
And that's why I agree with him. Like, I don't understand this question.
Yeah.
We're clearly not exclusive. We've gone out twice. And I heard about you making out with some other guy. So I don't understand this.
To be honest, I don't remember factoring into that aspect.
Oh, that I made out with somebody?
Yeah, that if he had heard the podcast. Did we talk about that? I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
We did. No, not on the podcast. Mm. Did you and I talk about that before you sent the text?
No.
Okay.
But to me, it's irrelevant. I'm just curious.
Yeah, but if I heard that, I would be like, wait, you're asking?
It either seems hypocritical or way
too
fast.
Here's the deal. I encourage this text because, which I never would, but she... was so flippant on, I don't care, like, if it scares him, whatever.
Yeah, like, I'm just kind of at this point where it's like, there's just, like, no, I just don't want BS anymore. Do you know what I mean? Like,
no. I agree. Don't want BS anymore. But I would not have said like, oh yeah, you should send that, because she was kind of like, I'm just curious. I want to know. Like, it's going to bother me if I don't know, so I'm just going to ask. And if she was like so into him where I felt like, oh my gosh, like this could be the one, or like she feels like he could be the one, I think I would have been like, maybe like,
not.
Let's not ask that. But I also don't think that she would have made out with someone else if she felt that way.
Perhaps. So anyway, so where are we now with him? I know he's saying that picture. The picture's hilarious. We talked about that picture on the podcast. You did. Where are we now? Now it's that it's Monday around 11 a.m.
We're still texting. No date set. So it's like, I don't.
He sent you that picture of him in the floaty.
Uh-huh.
Did you respond with a picture of you?
Yes.
Funny? Equally funny or what?
No, it wasn't funny at all. It was like a selfie of like me and like Alex. Whole
glam Wango?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was texting him about like Grey's Anatomy on Sunday, which he enjoyed.
Did he say, wow, you look gorgeous?
No. Mm. Actually, I don't know what he said.
Did he send like fire signs, fire emoji?
I'm trying to just only, and I'm not doing a good job of this, but I'm trying to only share like what I say. I'm just asking,
did he compliment
he
you?
He did, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's what I was asking.
That's good.
Yeah, it's
That's
great.
A positive sign. But it's been how long since your last date?
Week and some change.
It was a Thursday, right? So it's mm-hmm. been like 10 days.
Yeah. Not good.
Well, it's time.
Yeah.
I'll say that. It's time.
Yeah.
But I'm worried that you pushed him away. And I agree with you. You don't want games. You don't want BS. But I think you do need to be careful of scaring people off.
I don't think she scared him off. He sent her a picture and then has been like chatting
That's
with
true.
Her.
That's true.
Yeah. Because it's true. After I said all that and whatever and we had that conversation, I just left it. I was like, you know what? I'm just going to like not text him and just see what happens. And then he texts me the next day with the photo.
That's good. He does seem to be on your wavelength more than any other guy from recent times.
Right.
All right. Well, we'll see what happens.
I mean,
TB Mr. D.
All right.
I mean, he's going out of town again. So it's like, yeah, TB D Mr. D. He's going out of town again. So it's like, I don't know when I'm going to see
again?
Him.
Again?
Mm-hmm. I know.
We needed to squeeze one in between goings out of town.
I think he leaves on Wednesday.
Mm. Well, he has tomorrow. Mr. D. Time's a ticking.
Are you going to hang out with me tonight?
Oh, well, I have a doctor's appointment. So Tanya has invited me to go to the Jonas Brothers premiere.
Mm-hmm.
What is it, the premiere of?
So they have this documentary that comes out. Should we take a break and then talk about this?
That's a great idea.
Great idea.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s.
She looked like a million bucks.
With zero qualifications.
She had a Harvard plaque.
Tricks her way past a wall of lawyers and agents.
She's got all of these Maseratis and Bentleys all in the driveway.
Is it like a mansion?
Yes, it's a mansion. That this queen of the con uses to scam some of the biggest names in professional sports out of untold fortunes.
About $6 million.
Approximately $11 million.
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
Employing whatever means necessary to bleed her victims dry.
She would probably have sex with one of her clients.
Hide your money in your old rich man because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation, I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots as I sit down with inspiring women like Misty Copeland, Brooke Shields, Vanessa Hudgens, and so many more. We dive into how these women made their pivot and their mindset shifts that happened as a result. It's a podcast about women, their stories, and how their pivot became their success. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, I love talking about periods.
We all know, Tanya.
That's why I love Lola. Lola is a female-founded company offering a line of organic cotton tampons, pads, liners, and all-natural cleansing wipes. And unlike other major brands, Lola products are 100% natural and easy to feel good about. There's no BS, no mystery fibers, or doubts about what's going in your body. Plus, Lola products come in a simple, customizable subscription, and Lola will deliver exactly what you need, exactly when you need it.
Well, Lola helps make your month a little bit easier. Their subscription is fully customizable, so you can choose your mix of products, mix of absorbency, number of boxes, and frequency of delivery. You can change, skip, or cancel your subscription at any time. I know, Tanya, we always talk about how careful we are about what we put in our mouth and, you know, what's taking care of ourselves. So, like, why would we not want that for our period?
I truly never thought of having organic tampons. Like, I didn't even think that was like a thing. And when I heard about Lola, I was like, I absolutely want to use Lola because I don't want like chemicals going up my vagina. I don't.
Amen.
Yeah. Seriously, no, we like, just
and the fact that they are like other products use chemicals up there, like it's like a hard no for me.
I've never personally used Lola, but the wipes that they have, the biodegradable wipes, are fantastic. We are a wipe family. We're a family. There's wipes in the kitchen. There's wipes in the dining area. There's wipes in the living room. There's wipes in the bathrooms. There's wipes in the cars. All wipes all over the house. And I love that you can customize the subscription. We don't have too many. Don't have too few. We always have just the right amount of wipes ready to go monthly.
I need to get the wipes. I'm a wipe fan too. I'm actually upset that I'm now just finding out about this, but I will definitely use them and report back.
And it's the same thing. Biodegradable, right. All natural.
All good things from Lola. Well, for 40% off all subscriptions, visit mylola.com and enter Becca when you subscribe. Again, for 40% off all subscriptions, visit mylola.com and enter code Becca when you subscribe. So, as we all know, the Jonas Brothers were not on our podcast at Wingo Dingo. Just to rehash. And they're not here today.
But although they were in the building today.
I know. I got your text. Yeah. And you saw them?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
First of all, so that's the only reason why I want to go tonight, because Nick Jonas himself invited me to the premiere. And I was like, first of all, I had no idea that there was a premiere for it's an Amazon documentary. Mm-hmm. I had no idea that they actually like do premieres for that. So it's tonight. And he was like, are you coming to the premiere? And I was like, what premiere? And then he said, our documentary, I'll shoot you all the info. And you know me, I like try to play it cool because I'm like, Nick's like the one that likes me the least. So I was like, if Nick invites me, like I have to go, you know? So I was like walking back to the studio, and sure enough, they sent me the text with the info, and I was like, gotta go. I'm super tired, but like when a Jonas brother invites you to something.
Yeah, you know last time you were super tired, you missed the wedding.
Yeah. Oh. So
that,
like
that,
Joe's
who knows?
Wedding.
Who knows what's gonna happen tonight?
Yeah. The best part is though. So I saw Nick, and then I went to the bathroom and I saw Kevin and Joe. And Kevin comes up and he gives me a hug and he goes, you know, Danielle, his wife, mm-hmm. was like, they saw my Instagram stories from me watching their set at Wango Tango. And Danielle was like, is Tanya a really big Jonas Brothers fan or is that like a radio bit? And Kevin's was like, pretty sure she's just a big Jonas Brothers fan. And I was like, that is very accurate.
There is no
correct.
Such thing as a Tanya radio bit.
No, there's no. There's no on-air or off-air Tanya.
And
there's
everybody else I've known, there's been an on-air and off-air. Not Tanya.
No.
No.
There's no off-air Tanya.
I thought it was all a bit when I first met her. And I was, now I am, I know. It's just she, when she likes you and wants to support you.
Goes hard.
She goes real hard in the paint.
So that leads me to Becca.
Yes.
Joining me this evening.
Oh, yeah. So I have a doctor's appointment in Beverly Hills, but you said it's in Westwood, which mm-hmm. is close. What time is it?
We need to be there no later than 6:30. This is the resistance I met with.
It's not resistance. It's just like realistic timing. I would love to go. I just can't. Things are there and in place.
How long is your doctor's appointment? 30 minutes?
I mean, that's what I would hope. Maybe an hour.
Is it a routine checkup?
Yeah, for Botox.
Oh.
Oh, then that's like 15 minutes.
Yeah, but I don't know if it's like, I don't know. I'm going with Allie. Like, I don't know if it's going to be a duo, you know? I would love to go. I just don't want to, say yes and then not be able to make it and you can invite someone else.
A martyr, basically, is what you are.
I'm selfless, really.
Sacrificing herself so that
Mark
I can bring another.
Why is Mark confused?
So, okay. So, do you have a plus one?
Yes.
Yeah, it might make sense to find somebody else. Because I was going to say, Becca, maybe you can go, maybe you can't. You kind of play it by ear, but that's not cool. That doesn't work.
I mean, like, I also don't. I mean, I go everywhere solo, so it's like, I'm riding solo. You know, and mm-hmm. it's like the Jonas Brothers. Like, I'm going to know a ton of people there, so.
Yeah, it's like her friend, you know, the Jonas Brothers.
Just being so-so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what's the plan? What
but like,
do?
What? But like, what? So I'm just trying to get it. What are you gonna wear? Like, what's the vibe?
Oh, that's a really good question. I've not gotten that.
Like
far.
A premiere is normally like
a thing.
Yeah.
Well, like when I'm not like going to the premiere. I'm just like going to the premiere.
What?
I'm not like going to the premiere. Like I'm not working the premiere. I'm just like going in attendance. So I could wear like jeans and a t-shirt, right?
I don't know. I would ask on that. I literally don't.
No, I think you need to dress up pretty good for this.
I do.
I think so.
Yeah.
Not just because whether you're going to the premiere or going to the premiere, you're also Tanya Rad. Like if people see you there, they're going to recognize you.
There's probably going to be press photos.
I could go in jeans and a t-shirt, but I don't think you can.
Oh.
I mean, you could if you want to be, you know, if there's press there that you were down to be in your Joe Bros t-shirt and jeans.
Oh shoot, I didn't think about this. Whatever, I have to go. Like you don't just it's like Nick, you know?
We'll try to figure out timing after we'll try and figure it out and see if it's possible for me.
Also,
to go.
We're like trying to get them on the podcast. I feel like I just need to show my face everywhere that they
Do
are.
Do you think they would notice if you didn't show up?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, yeah, because they're like expecting that energy around them.
Yeah,
and feel
do you remember
it
that one time I didn't go to Nick Jonas's album release or something? I didn't go to Nick Jonas's like listening party mm-hmm. and I saw Joe Jonas later that night and I posted a picture with Joe and then remember Nick was like you didn't come to my music party but you were with Joe later and I was like how did he know that so yeah I have to show up
yeah,
I show up
do.
If you, I show up for the Jonas
and party. What do you mean when you say Nick likes you the least what evidence do you have of that
no evidence I feel a lot of more like I feel just more connected to Joe and Kevin like just like the bond is there.
Like, is Nick more shy?
Yeah, Nick's okay. Just, like, a little more, like...
timid.
Or reserved.
Scared of your energy.
Yeah, a little bit.
Scared of Tanya being, like...
Yeah, yeah.
Mouth open, eyes wide.
Not totally. Blinking.
He's like, do I run? Where's my security
yeah,
team?
Yeah, 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 yeah. Slightly.
By the way, we should mention, your parents are in Serbia.
Mm-hmm.
And while they're there, you're orchid sitting.
Yes.
And I was worried about this, because they gave it to you because it means a lot to them, and it takes some care.
It takes some care.
in terms of sunlight and water.
And guess what?
What?
That orchid is thriving, baby.
Congratulations.
I was stressed too. I was like, how often do I water this? Like, where do I put her? Like,
that is so funny to me.
So stressed.
Orchid sitting.
Yeah.
What is entailed in that orchid sitting?
I had to, literally my mom showed me the amount of water that needs to go in it once a week. And she literally was like, use this, put it next to the
like a dropper or something?
Like, it's like a little shot glass almost.
Okay.
And just put that in once a week and leave it by the sun. Like, leave it by the window.
And it's been doing great.
It's been doing great.
Wow.
She looks good.
I can't say the same for my plants, but I'm really trying to keep them alive. I'm putting in the effort. I just don't know if they're reciprocating the effort.
Do you have them by light?
You know, I didn't put... It's like a big house plant, and so I assumed because the interior decorators I worked with, shout out to Realm Design, they put it in there. So I don't know anything about plants, but I'm assuming if they put it in there, it doesn't need light. Yeah,
right.
But I guess it needs water occasionally. So I've really been
slacking.
I put some sugar water in there, and that's really brought it back to life. Wow. Yeah. So
you know what I do with our plants?
Tell us.
Not much, but ice cubes.
In the plant or in the vase? Like, would you have...
Well, on the dirt.
Oh, so like planted plants.
Yeah, so like if the kids, you know, they give them their make them their lunch or whatever, and they drink their water, and there's a bunch of ice left in the glass, the cup when they're done, and then they go off, I take that ice and I drop it in a plant. It's a little slow release of water for that plant for a while, and it's not wasting the water of throwing the ice in the sink.
Because a woman that sells flowers at the farmer's market told me that once, that actually putting ice cubes in a specific flower, I can't remember which one it was, helps keep them alive longer.
Hmm.
Like in the vase, vase.
Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm.
How about you go get her
gift,
and we'll take another break.
Can you face the other way? Just don't
face
the door.
First of all, I would just like to say we are both wearing the gift that Tanya got us on Saturday that we talked about, which is a sweater, zip-up sweater that says, "You're my person," in a large Grey's Anatomy on the back.
So cute.
And, I wore it all night on Wingo Tango because it was actually cold.
I know.
So it really came in handy.
Cozy.
But we're both wearing them today.
And then Becca sent me a really sweet text on Sunday.
I would like to hear more about that coming up next.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like $1 million.
...with zero qualifications...
She had a Harvard plaque.
...tricks her way past a wall of lawyers and agents.
She's got all of these Maseratis and Bentleys all in the driveway.
Is it like a mansion?
Yes, it's a mansion. ...that this queen of the con uses to scam some of the biggest names in professional sports out of untold fortunes.
About $6 million.
Approximately $11 million.
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
Employing whatever means necessary to bleed her victims dry.
She would probably have sex with one of her clients.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross.
Tiffany Cross.
I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation. I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots as I sit down with inspiring women like Misty Copeland, Brooke Shields, Vanessa Hudgens, and so many more. We dive into how these women made their pivot and their mindset shifts that happened as a result. It's a podcast about women, their stories, and how their pivot became their success. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, we're back, and Tanya has... Oh, jeez. Okay, I've seen it now. Becca's not seen it. Becca's staring at the window. It's a gloomy June gloom day here in Southern California. Do you want to take it out of the plastic?
No.
No. Do you want to prop it up?
Yeah.
Okay, why don't you put it up somewhere where the reveal is stronger?
Hold on, I need a videotape.
Okay, yeah, I think you do. Here, I'll get it from this side, too.
Mark's reaction has me nervous. That was the reaction.
All right. Don't look. Okay.
Okay. All right. Is it the same on both sides?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, okay. Becca, turn your head in 3, 2, 1.
No. This is a gift for me.
Becca, describe what you're seeing if you could, please.
I'm seeing a very large almost life-size.
I think bigger than life-size.
Yeah, bigger than life-size pillow of Tanya's upper body half and head.
Where does it end? Is it waist up or is it chest
up? It's like boobs up.
Boobs.
And her...
I felt like Vanya got lost in the move.
Vanya is Tanya's cardboard cutout.
The cardboard cutout that the Scrubbing In listeners purchased for Becca.
Did you lose Vanya? Becca?
I did not lose her.
I haven't seen her in a while.
Maybe she's misplaced, but I did not lose her.
So I haven't seen her in a while, and I was just thinking, like, that Fekka needs a friend, and that is her new friend.
Wow. It's honestly, I think, a little disturbing.
What do you mean? It's so scary.
Like, the head is probably triple the size of Tanya's head.
Not really.
The face is the typical face that freaks out Nick Jonas.
Yes, for sure.
The mouth open, wide eyes. I mean, you are very glam and gorgeous.
It's lifelike in the sense that it blinks the same amount as actual Tanya does.
For sure.
But is it a body pillow? Is that the idea? Because it's big.
Yeah, I just feel like you can just have her around, like when you're on the couch chilling. Like she's
where
there.
Am I going to put this in my beautifully decorated home?
On your couch.
Well, let's keep burgers away, I think.
I know, I'm going to get notifications on my camera that's like a person is in your living room.
She fits right in, don't you think?
Wow, thank you. This is an incredible gift.
You're so welcome.
Did you purchase this or was it given to you and you're passing it on to me?
With all my hard-earned money. No, actually, it was when we did the Grey's Anatomy and we had Joe. Remember the pillow?
She signed her pillow over her face?
Mm-hmm. So that pillow guy.
Oh, that's the same guy?
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't know if it's the same guy, but that pillow guy messaged me and was like, would you want one of your face? And I was like, this is amazing.
So you thought it was going to be one of those, like the size of a football.
Yeah.
This is actually the size of...
my body.
It's large, you guys. Like, it's a very large pillow. Will you hold it up so I can see? show the size comparison. Oh, Tanya got me a gift. What more could I ask for?
What more could you ask for?
Wow.
Every best friend needs a life-size pillow of their other friend. Don't you feel like sometimes you miss
me?
Thanks
to that guy.
Yep.
Hey, Becca, is Tanya your person? You're wearing a sweatshirt, and both of your sweatshirts say you're my person. And I think that you're Tanya's person, but is Tanya your person?
Yeah, I feel like Tanya's my person.
She's your person, yeah. Okay.
So sad.
That would be, I mean, you really set me up. I could never say, like, no, she's, you're like, you, we think you're Tanya's person.
Well, I don't know, but I think she's somebody you would call if you got into trouble.
Oh, she's my emergency contact.
She is, okay.
Yeah. Which is a big deal, right?
That is a big deal. Yeah. All right.
Would you like to share the text that you sent me? Because sometimes Becca will throw me a bone every now and then. Like, because
my nice one.
Yeah, so I woke up to this on Sunday and I was like, that is just an unsolicited, wow, she's falling and I can hear her. It was an unsolicited, like, text, which I always really appreciate.
What did it say?
I said, thank you for my in and out, and thank you for driving me to Haley's set. You're my best friend. I love you.
Oh, Tanya's good now for a year.
Yeah, like,
truly.
Truly.
It was unsolicited. I wasn't like, do you miss me? Do you love me? It was just like, came out of the blue.
That's nice.
Well, it was like really nice. You know, it was a very thoughtful thing that you did. So I like to, you know, I woke up the next morning and I was like, oh, I don't feel like I really... like, let her know how much that meant to me. So
I appreciated it.
You're welcome.
I have a Grays game we could play, but we need to establish the stakes.
Okay.
Any ideas on what we're playing for today in our Grays game? It is a rapid-fire Grays game.
Why are you laughing?
Because I have a funny one of, like, for if I win, then you have to bring... This isn't even, like, a thing to you, but I was going to say, if I win, then you have to bring... Fecca to, like, everywhere you go for, like,
happy
a week or something.
Yeah, no argument.
And, like,
there.
Document it.
And you have to bring the pillow everywhere you go?
Yeah, it's heavy, though. Maybe, like, for a day or something. Oh, my gosh. I'm totally using this for the carpool lane.
So,
it's so good.
I mean, that's kind of funny, but not a week. You don't want to do a week.
Yeah, maybe
a
day.
For 24 hours, you have to bring the fake version of your best friend with you anywhere you go. But you have to go someplace. Like yesterday, you went nowhere.
Right. Yesterday would have been very easy for me.
Yes.
Okay.
Deal. Orange Theory, grocery store, farmer's market, wherever it is.
She goes.
Oh my gosh, can you imagine the grocery store, me bringing that in?
Oh, somebody in else has to come along and record this.
Yeah,
that's very funny.
Good. Okay.
That's a good idea, Becca. Okay, here we go.
Okay.
It's going to be rapid fire back and forth. I'm going to give you the first name of a Grays character.
Oh, no.
You give me the last name.
I'm bad at this.
But you got to be fast because I'm going to give you about 3 seconds before I buzz you out.
Okay.
Okay? We're just going to go back and forth, and whoever gets the most right is our winner. Easton, could I trouble you to keep score for us?
I will keep score.
Thank you. Just make a little tally when they get each one right.
We started with Tanya.
Well, you can do rock, paper, scissors if you'd like.
Okay.
Rock, paper, scissors on shoot. Please display on shoot. Here we go. And
rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
And scissors cuts paper. Becca can go first or you can defer.
I'm going to go last.
Oh, she's going to defer. Here we go. They start easy and get more difficult. Here we go.
Mm-hmm.
Meredith.
Gray.
Derek.
Shepherd.
Christina.
Yang.
Alex.
No, I didn't.
Yes, Karev.
Well, that was just barely in there, but okay, fine. That's as long as it's going to go. Izzy.
Stevens.
George.
O'Malley.
Miranda.
Bailey.
I did. Bailey.
Richard.
Weber.
Callie.
Torres.
Mark.
Sloan.
Preston.
Burke.
Addison.
Montgomery.
Lexi.
Gray.
Arizona.
Robbins.
Owen.
Hunt.
Denny.
Duquette.
Erica.
Who was Erica?
All right. That's a miss for Tanya. Olivia. These get harder, I told you.
I can't remember her name.
I just remember being Olivia.
It was Erica Hahn, Olivia Harper.
Harper?
Tanya Finn.
Ryder.
Glenn, it's
Finn Dandridge. Becca Sadie.
Hawkins.
No, Harris.
Oh,
we end strong. The last four are gettable. Jackson.
Avery.
April.
Kepner.
Amelia.
Earhart. No, I'm sorry, Shepard. Shepard. Why did I say Earhart?
Joe.
Wilson.
I think
Kraft.
We have a tie. Do we have a tie? I feel like
we
each got two wrong.
We do.
Yeah.
Hmm. We
I didn't
need
know
more.
That Earhart was going to count, though.
I don't know what the...
Well, she got her then. She corrected herself. All right, for
How
the tiebreaker.
How was that my knee-jerk reaction, though? Like, what?
It was like you went for Finn Ryder from Tangled.
You know Zachary Levi and I are just kindred spirits. Mm.
All right, I have some specializations here. So this will be how we break the tie.
What's a specialization?
Like what they're known for.
The doctor's specialty.
Oh.
All right, we'll do the same way. I'll give you a few more seconds, but same way.
Okay.
Tanya, Miranda Bailey.
General.
Correct. Becca, Mark Sloan.
Plastics.
Tanya, Preston Burke.
Cardio.
Becca, Arizona Robbins.
Peds.
Tanya, Erica Hahn.
Becca Cardio. Hahn.
That's right. Becca, Richard Weber.
General.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Tanya, Callie Torres.
Bone, like she was the bone girl.
I need the word.
Osteo. Osteo.
Yes!
Ortho. Ortho is correct.
I knew it, though. I didn't know the name.
Well, let's finish the category and see how we do. Becca, what was Ellis Gray's specialty?
Ellis Gray was general.
Yes, she was. Tanya, Derek Shepherd.
Brain.
It's not called brain, nor was it called bone.
Sorry, neuro.
Neuro, okay. Becca, Owen Hunt.
Trauma.
Tanya, Addison Montgomery.
OBG, like OBGYN.
Mm.
That's correct. Mm.
Becca, I'll give you a chance to steal if you
Neonatal?
Can give me... Oh, very nice.
Neonatal, is that really what it's called?
All right, I think Becca wins. That was really nice.
Yeah.
Neonatal plus you got ortho plus you got, I think Becca's the winner. I think there's no question that Becca is going on tour.
I mean, it would have been way funnier me taking, because she's like happy to take
Becca.
I don't
think it is going
to
be, because you would be shyer about the whole thing, and you'd be a little more embarrassed about it, so you would take it to Ralph's, and then you'd be getting, put it in the cart and just deal with it. Tanya's going to proudly walk Becca up and down the farmer's market.
The farmer's market. She's going to taste the raspberry. she's gonna get the royal treatment.
She is going to find places to take Becca.
Oh, yeah,
so
you're
I think
right,
we're good.
You're right.
I think we're good here. We got to get somebody to record it. I don't know how we're going to do that, but we got to figure that out.
She's going to taste my almond milk at the farmer's market. She's going to all the places.
So creepy.
All right, we have to take one more break, and then we'll do some emails, shall we?
Yeah.
Got some good ones this week at scrubbingin@iheartmedia.com.
Let's talk about ShipStation. When you're selling online, getting your orders out can be a real pain. It's so time-consuming.
Oh,
it's expensive. So many carriers to choose from. How do you know you're making the best choice?
Well, that's why you need ShipStation.com. It's the fastest, easiest, and most affordable way to manage and ship your orders. No matter where you're selling, Amazon, Etsy, your own website, ShipStation brings all your orders into one simple interface.
Yeah, so ShipStation works with all of the major carriers, including USPS, FedEx, UPS, even Amazon Fulfillment, so you can compare and choose the best shipping solution for you and your customer.
They even offer big, big discounts on shipping costs. So now any business can access the same postage discounts that are usually reserved for large Fortune 500 companies. You'll always know that you're getting the best deal.
And right now, our Scrubbing In listeners can try ShipStation free for 60 days when you use promo code Becca. There's absolutely no risk. You can start your free trial without even entering your credit card info.
Just visit ShipStation.com, click on the microphone on the top of the homepage, and type in Becca. That's ShipStation.com and enter code Becca.
One more time, that's ShipStation.com and enter our code
Becca.
ShipStation.com, make ship happen.
Tanya has an idea where she can take Fecca.
What are you responding to?
Oh, Mr. D?
Nope.
Oh, who is it?
Another friend of mine that wants to go to the Jonas Brothers.
Oh. You snooze, you lose, Becca.
Snooze, you lose.
Oh, you do? You confirmed it that fast?
No, she just asked me if I was going, so I'm assuming she's going too.
Oh, well, that makes me feel less pressure.
Yeah.
Well, then you can leave your plus one available for Becca, right?
Yeah. Let me see if she's going. I'm hoping that means she's going.
Okay, great. Melody has a question for you guys that I thought was very interesting. Does it bother you that people discuss your personal lives in our Facebook group or other groups, as well as when people collect receipts to validate their thoughts and ideas about your life? I ask because I found myself reading forums and threads and trying to make my own connections, but I felt conflicted. My thought was, if Becca and Tanya saw me participating in this thread, would they be sad? What are your thoughts on that? Because that is interesting.
Woman, do you want to go first?
Go ahead.
Melody, I actually don't mind because at the end of the day, I have chosen to live my life on the air. So that's what I've chosen to do. So what, you know what I mean? Like, I am also that person that tries to do this stuff for other people. Do you know what I mean? I'm like reading into every celebrity's tweets and trying to, like, you know what I mean? So it's like, I totally do this to other people. So why would I not expect people to do that to me?
However, when people figured out the identity of Dr. W, that was an awkward situation.
For sure. But also, he wasn't the one for me. So it's like, I think, like, the one when I'm with the one that I'm supposed to be with, like, it's going to play out and it's all going to play out the way that it should be. You know what I mean?
And lesson learned. Now, Mr. D, there's no clue in there that could give anybody any idea who this might be.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay. Becca?
I think when it first started happening recently, where I was actually reading stuff, it really affected me. Like, I would almost cry every time I read something or talked about it just because I felt like overwhelmed. But as time has gone on, I've realized that it is kind of part of this, like, public lifestyle, and it's to be expected. I think it's kind of, you keep the rules of life in general. Like, if it's not, if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say it. But it, just talking about it, like, oh, who's she dating or who is it or whatever, that's fine. But I think if people get nasty or start, like, I don't know, I've read some things where people were kind of attacking my character and why I wasn't talking about things, I think that hurt my feelings more than the fact that they were speculating about me, if that makes sense. Just like anything, like when you read something that's, like, not like nice about you, or especially from people who don't know you, it's, like, hard to digest. So I was a lot more sensitive about it, but it did give me a tougher skin, and I feel like I'm a lot more, like, you know, it's fine. It's kind of what I've asked for, being in the public eye and sharing a lot of my life.
That's almost two separate things. People speculating about who you're dating, that sort of thing, is different than people saying you suck.
Yeah, I think it came in, like, it was kind of like some of the things that they were saying in the speculations of who I'm dating were, like, kind of bashing me in a way. And I was kind of like, okay, it's one thing to be like, oh, this is who I think she's dating, or I think this or whatever. But to, like, bash my character of my reasons for not sharing it was kind of, I think that's what was hurtful.
Yeah.
So I don't think a lot of people think like Melody, though. I don't think a lot of people, like, feel conflicted about it. I think they just do it because it's what they want to do. So it's nice that you both for thinking of us. Like, a lot
Melody's
of people don't ever do that.
I mean, like, I've read things like people will, like say things like, oh, like, Tanya's so desperate, or this guy's going to end like the other guy. And, like, she's just in a perpetual pattern of, like, she's just can't hold a guy. Like, I mean, all these things. It's like, people are just so effing rude. But, like, also, that's their prerogative. Do you know what I mean? And, like, if they want to say those things, like, if that makes them feel good about themselves, then, like, it is what it is. You know what I mean? Like, I'm dating, I'm doing the best that I can, and that's all that I can do, you know? Like,
it's fascinating, that mentality. Like, for example, Alex on the mic posted a picture from Wango Tango. She retweeted this, so I'm not just reading a random comment. She posted a picture of herself on the red carpet, and some guy just commented, fat. One word, that was the comment. So she wrote back, oh, thank you so much. And it's like, what is the mentality of that person sitting wherever they're sitting? She's like, fat. Like, it's so bizarre to me that that's where we are in 2019.
It's so weird.
Anyway, we're getting off track because there's the Facebook speculation, which that's kind of in the family. But then there's, like, Reddit threads and, like, weird corners of the internet where they're talking about you. Do you ever go down those holes where you're just, like, Googling yourself and seeing what people are saying about you on these more obscure sites?
I've done it. I did it when I was on The Bachelor because, of course, that was, like, a whole new world that anyone was even talking about me. And my dad actually was following these, like, sleuthing Reddit threads trying to figure out, like, if I won The Bachelor or whatever. And so I ended up reading them, and I was, like, shocked at some of the things, like, people said about me without having knowing me at all yet. Like, I hadn't even been on TV yet, and they were already just, like, having, like, these assumptions about me. And after that, I didn't do it until, you know, more recently. I think I looked at something that someone posted on the Facebook group or something, And I was like, hey, this is a dark hole. Like, it's, I have yet to go on there and feel good about myself. So it's kind of something I stay off of.
I just read the stuff that's like in our Facebook group or like on the on air or like Kiss FM if they tag me and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, cause I try to go through and like respond to people. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's like what I try to do. So I will read the mean ones and I'll respond to them.
You respond to them?
Oh, for sure. I'm a clapbacker.
I would hope that that would give them pause. Like, oh my gosh, you actually heard that. Like, I hope they would feel bad or feel guilty
or feel
weird. Sometimes
they do. Sometimes they'll respond and be like, oh, I didn't mean it in a bad way. I'm like,
Yeah. It's like, Becca sucks. And then you're like, oh, that's not nice. And they're like, I didn't mean it in a bad way. Right, right, sorry.
Like, oh, okay. It sucks how awesome she
is.
It that's
sucks
what I meant.
That I can't be friends with her.
Right.
Yeah.
Here's one that's not anonymous, but I'm going to make it anonymous because I feel like she shouldn't want her name out there. My best friend and her husband have been married for a year and together for 10 years. Not long before he proposed, she confided in me that she hooked up with one of his best friends. He ended up proposing shortly after, and of course, she said yes. I was a bridesmaid, and the friend that she cheated with was a groomsman in the wedding. With me so far?
Nope.
Doesn't seem like you guys are with me.
Yeah. No, I'm here. I'm reading it. Glad you're reading it.
Tanya, you're not with me?
I'm lost.
Okay. Let me start over. My best friend and her husband have been married for a year and together for 10. Not long before he proposed, she confided in me that she hooked up with one of his best friends. He ended up proposing shortly thereafter, and of course she said yes. I was a bridesmaid in their wedding, and the friend she cheated on was a groomsman. Cheated with was a groomsman. With me? Not with me.
Tanya, this girl's best friend got married to this guy. They've been together for 10 years. She, right before he proposed.
So what, when was that?
Well, that doesn't matter.
Okay.
She told her that she cheated with his best friend.
Okay.
So her best friend cheated on her boyfriend at the time with his best friend.
Okay.
And then shortly after
they
that, he proposed.
So they're married now.
So
yes, in the wedding, she was this friend, this anonymous emailer.
She was a bridesmaid. And then
the guy the bride hooked up with was a groomsman.
Okay.
So she's marrying this guy, also hooked up with that guy 3 guys down.
Okay. I don't know why that was so hard for me.
I don't know. Should we give them names? Would that help?
Maybe.
Anyway, fast forward to this past weekend, she confided in me that she recently cheated on her now husband with that same friend, but this time they had sex. Adultery is 100% against my beliefs, but this is my best friend telling me something no one else knows, so again, I decided to keep my mouth shut. I know he deserves to know the truth, but I made a promise to my best friend that I won't say anything. If I do say something, I risk losing one of my best friends, and if I don't say something, I have to live with the fact that I'm withholding the whole truth. What would you ladies do if you were in my position? Tanya would be too confused to do much of anything.
Yeah, Tanya would not understand the problem.
Yeah,
what's
like,
happening?
Just live.
She'd stare at you, and then she'd say something like, just live.
Yeah.
I would stay out of it.
I agree so much.
Yeah.
Now, if it was reversed, if you found out that your best friend was being cheated on, you'd tell your best friend.
Like if her husband was cheating on her?
Yeah.
Of course.
Of course.
Yeah. But this is not, I mean, this is her battle.
She confided in you.
She confided
in you.
You've
got to hold on to this.
It's clearly like, it's not a good situation at all. And you are already more involved than you even wanted to be. So don't involve yourself more.
Agreed. Tanya?
Just live.
Okay. So what if?
I'd be like, okay. If it doesn't challenge you, it doesn't challenge you. Drop the mic.
Your best friend, Wanda.
Mm-hmm.
She's married to Willie.
Uh-huh.
Wanda is cheating on Willie.
Oh, no, I get it now.
Wanda's confided in you. It said, don't tell anyone, but I am hooking up like crazy with Willie's best friend.
What I would try to do, I wouldn't tell anybody about the cheating, or I wouldn't go around. I would obviously respect my friend's trust. But what I would do is I would try and maybe talk to my friend and get to the root of maybe it's time for a divorce.
Yeah, do you not want to be married?
Yeah.
Is that why you're doing
this?
Yeah,
exactly. Like maybe get to the root of like, why are you cheating? This isn't good. Yeah, and I would voice my concern for sure.
Right, because there's got to be a reason.
Yeah, I mean, I would definitely talk to her. And I think I would let her know that, you know, you are obviously there for her, but you don't want to have the burden of carrying this around and that she can trust you. You're not going to say anything and then, like, release it because it's not your thing to deal with anymore.
Correct.
Okay, good advice.
Unless the groomsman was, like, my brother or something.
I thought you were
saying
unless the groomsman is really hot.
Oh my gosh.
I was like, wow, this took a turn.
All right, one more. Macy just graduated college. She's excited to start her dream internship and grad school program in a fun new city. However, I've been single for 2 whole years, and when I say single, I mean very single. I haven't really gone on any dates or talked to any guys. I'm not a fan of dating apps or meeting guys at bars, but I'm a hopeless romantic like Tanya and dream of meeting a wonderful guy. Any advice on how to go about this?
Tanya?
No. I wouldn't say I'm doing it right, because I've been single for more than 2 years, Macy. But I don't know. I think just kind of, I think a lot of times what hinders people is they get so caught up. I have a friend who like literally is petrified of dating, like just does not want to go on a date, but like wants to meet somebody. And I'm like, you gotta, it's a means to an end. You know what I mean? Like you gotta go on dates to meet somebody. So I think you just have to just do whatever you can to just get yourself out there. Because I also think too, when I think action creates action. So if you're just like staying home every night and like not meeting anybody, you're just going to keep doing that. I think once you meet people, even if that's not your dude, it's going to kind of give you this like mojo, and then you're going to bring in like more people.
I also think I used to have the mentality of like, I don't want to meet my guy at a bar. Like that was for right. some reason I was like so against that. I mean, it's funny thinking how many of my friends like years ago have heard that of me being like, I don't think that's where I'm going to meet the guy of my dreams, which it might not be. But like, also you have to be open that if you're going to bars, the guy that you like, you have the same interest, he might be at the same bar. So I think if that's somewhere you go, like you should be open to meeting someone in the places that you go to. And I also think, I know it's like, it's discouraging when you see how people are on dating apps, but it is kind of something that you should at least give a shot. And like Tanya deletes hers and re-uploads hers.
Totally.
Like I
was
often.
Pretty much against dating apps for a while. And then look, I met Mr. D on a dating app and he's like a really good guy actually.
Yeah. And you've had a good time. And I'm not saying that every guy you meet on a dating app is going to be a success story, but for sure. I do think you should be open to the possibility that there's a good guy. There could be a good guy.
Anywhere. I mean, and I even encourage you to like talk to people at like your local Starbucks or just like start meeting more people and opening your eyes. Cause it's like, sometimes I think people like, oh, it's really hard to meet people, but we meet people every single day in our lives. We just need to be more open.
Well, yeah. And I would counter your thing about it. You have to go on dates to meet people. You don't really, because you are in a internship and a grad school program, right. And you're going to meet so many people doing those things. It's just about getting to know people, mm-hmm. vibing with somebody and spending some time together outside of the internship or the grad school program.
Vibes don't lie.
Get together and study. Get together and whatever. Mm-hmm. Grab a coffee. Okay. I got to look when I said get together and study.
Get together and study.
Well, Netflix
Some
and chill, whatever.
Do study, Tanya.
They do. I did not do that in college. I'd be like, let's get.
Isn't that shocking? I would such imagine a... Tanya being at home at 8 with her books open.
Such a bad influence. How did you get through college without studying?
I did study, but I would never, ever ask a guy that I like to like get together and study.
But it's a means to an end.
No, I'd be like, let's get together and get a drink. Or like,
right,
let's
but
get
that's,
together.
That's a harder ask than your. Comparing notes with somebody and then saying, hey, you want to go over to the library right now? It's just, it's establishing
the library, yeah.
Establishing time together. That's all it is.
Yeah. And it puts them in a position to make the decision if they want it to be romantic or not.
Exactly.
It doesn't,
it's not intimidating.
Yeah.
Let's go get a coffee. You're asking someone out on a date. It's another level.
Wait, I kind of like Elaine's email. Can you truly be friends with your ex?
Well, it's very short. She says, and that's pretty much it. Can you truly be friends with your ex?
Do you think you can be friends with an ex?
She says, what if you weren't friends before? You met through an app, so the only way you've known each other is in a romantic capacity. I have a strong opinion on this, but you guys go first.
Well, I think being friends with an ex is difficult no matter what, but I really think it's hard when you've only had a romantic relationship. I think if you had a friendship before, that's like a maybe it can happen, but I think once you start dating other people, like if one party starts dating someone, it's you're not going to be like they're not going to want you to be friends with the ex.
Exactly.
That's a hard no for me. No. It's a no.
But I do think
I think you can be friendly.
Great.
That's great advice.
No.
Yeah. I could not be friends.
Why would you want to be friends with your exes? I'm sorry. Why? What's the big deal? You don't have enough friends?
Nothing. Irks me
more.
We have an irked pickle.
Irked pickle alert. Then somebody ending your dating time saying, but we should still be friends.
It's the worst.
I don't want to be your friend.
What
your
is
tongue
the point
has been
of that?
In my mouth, in and around my mouth. I don't want to be.
Oh, I did not know what you were going to say.
I do not need you to be my friend. I have a lot of friends. My friend circle is full up. You are not a friend, and I'm fine that you didn't work out to be my lover.
I feel like the only reason you want to be friends with your ex is if you still have feelings for your ex.
Yeah.
Right?
So you can see them.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, if you don't, move on.
Well, no, I mean, to be honest, I wanted to be friends with Robert, but I was the one who ended the relationship. So, of course, it was because
it's always the one that ends it.
Well, yeah. I mean, because there's no, when you're hurt by someone, the last thing you want to do is see them and not be able to be romantic, like romantically involved with them. It's painful.
That would be painful for Robert in that situation to just go hang out with you platonically.
Right.
And all he's thinking is, why does she want to hang out with him? Maybe she still wants to get together. Mm-hmm. Maybe. And I'm not saying Robert felt that way. I'm just saying anybody in that situation.
Yeah, misleading.
The dumpy is being misled by this. Mm-hmm. So the answer, Elaine, is no. You cannot. We do not give you permission to be friends with your ex. I'm sorry.
Find some other friends.
Stay away from your ex.
Yeah.
Next week, the Jonas Brothers will be here.
No, they won't.
Let me see if I can work my magic tonight.
TBD. Mr. D on the Jonas Brothers
video. I do think they're having some sort of after party. So, like, it's just like, what can I do?
I don't know, but are you going to bring Fekka to the after party tonight?
Wait, after party for what?
The premiere.
So you're going to the premiere and the after party?
My new motto in life is you don't say no to the Jonas Brothers.
Oh, and so it's not just live anymore. You don't say no to the Jonas
Brothers. That's a good one, too. Yeah.
Two-pronged.
They go hand in hand, really.
Essentially, yeah.
All right. It's that time. Time of death, 12:04.
Tired, but you know what? I'm going to suck it up.
Presented by 21 Seeds.
Hey, you know how we're always trying to keep our girls' nights exciting with new cocktails?
Yeah.
Well, here's something that's going to flip the
21
script.
Seeds infused tequila.
Wait, you already know?
Of course. 21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with juice from real fruit.
Yeah, so you only need two or three ingredients to make the perfect cocktail.
But did you know that 21 Seeds is founded by two sisters and their friend?
Sounds like there's a good story behind that, for sure. So listen, if you love tequila, you have to try 21 Seeds infused tequila.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
The world is full of magic and wonder, if you know where to look. And I'm obsessed with looking for it. I'm Simon Sinek, and I host a podcast called A Bit of Optimism. Each week, I have a short conversation with someone who inspires me or teaches me something about life, leadership, and other curious things. I hope you'll join me on the journey. Listen to A Bit of Optimism on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.